This is program number LW2682. Well, it was the day of the big test, and David Jackson was worried. Hi, this is Larry West. He hated history. So did 90% of the others in the class. And the big 9-week exam was upon him. Sure, he had known it was coming. Mrs. Jones had announced it a week ago, but somehow David had just never found the time to study. I mean, after all, you couldn't ask him to miss the game on Friday, could you? Then there was the ski trip Saturday and Sunday. There were other tests to study for during the week, last week, 100 other things that kept him busy. Now here it was, Monday morning, and the big test was just an hour away. What in the world was he going to do? Play sick? That might work. No, his mom wouldn't buy that. And what about asking his teacher if he could take the test later? He could hear it now. You had the same amount of time as all the rest. Makes you wish you had one of those frightening emergency calls, doesn't it? Well, there was only one thing left to do. He'd have to get the answers from someone else. Sally sat to his left. She was a good student, loved history, and she was awfully careless about covering her paper. He could sneak some answers from her, and she wouldn't even know it. Then there was Mike, who sat in front of him. Now, Mike was his friend, and he'd surely help him out. Then, of course, he sat next to the wall on his right. Maybe he could slip out his notebook and put it on the floor, you know, with his foot on it, and get some answers there. That's what he would do. You know what the fellow is who cheats in school? He's a phony. I don't care if everybody else is doing it. They're phonies, too. If you're a student, listen up. If you want to be real, true to yourself, if you want to be proud of that grade you're going to get, even if it's a D-, then be honest. Don't cheat. You know, tests make up your final grade, and final grades end up in a diploma, a certificate, a degree of some kind. One of these days, if you finish school, you're going to be handed a nice diploma. Think about this. If you've cheated your way through to get it, it's not worth putting the robe and cap on to get it. It's not worth hanging on a wall. It's not yours. It's a phony. You know, the more you cheat, the easier it is to do it. I mean, the first time you do it, your conscience gets to you. But each time you repeat it, well, it destroys your being able to be real. A lie. That's what cheating is. A lie is like cancer. It chips away. It eats at your real character. And it will finally destroy you. Once upon a time, a man went in to see his doctor, and he told him, "Doc, I've been misbehaving, and my conscience is troubling me." The doc said, "You want something that will strengthen your willpower?" And the man said, "No, not really." He said, "I was thinking more of something that would weaken my conscience." You don't have to go to a doctor to get a pill to take to weaken your conscience. All you have to do is just cheat a few more times. What character, what self-respect you had begins to die. Cancer eats it away. Your conscience weakens. And the day will come when, though you may be walking, talking, breathing, and lying, you're dead. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know what David Jackson did when he marched into history class that day? Well, Mrs. Jones passed out the 9 weeks exam. He looked over it, and sure enough, she might as well have passed out the entrance exam to medical school. He didn't know a thing. He glanced to his left, and just like always, careless Sally had her answers all out there in the open. Mike was just a nudge away, sitting in front, so David sat there. What should he do? Now, I didn't tell you that David had never cheated before. This was to be his first time. He could get a good grade. But the more he thought about it, the more he realized that the grade really wouldn't be his at all. It would be Sally's. It would be Mike's. Well, he decided to do the best he could by himself. An honest F, he thought, would be better than a dishonest A. Sure, he blew it, but not nearly so bad as he could have. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.